my books, shell stories. It lay on my sister's windowsill, a large, beautifully polished red snail. In its belly rested an almost infinitely large supply of stories that it entrusted to only one person, my father. As children of the Baltic Sea, we could have easily recognized the difference between a snail and a shell. But never mind, for us, it was a shell, large enough to fill our childish ears with the sound of the sea. Who had given it to us? Forgotten. But the image of our father, who definitely could not sleep yet, no, under no circumstances, proceeded to tell us a shell story, I will never forget. Gently he reached for the giant snail, held it to his ear, nodded thoughtfully, then placed it back on its usual spot on the windowsill, and finally said, "The wind has told the shell a story." Now she had revealed it to him, and if we would stay very quiet in our beds, then he would pass it on to us. Not a single one of these self-invented bedtime stories is still in my memory, but I will never forget the ritual of storytelling. All people need stories. Children need them to understand the world they yet do not know. Adults need them to understand the world precisely because they know it. Our father may not have explained the secrets of the world to us with his stories, but he gave us a great gift, the joy of storytelling, in any form, whether as a book, a fairy tale, compact cassette, or a film. As a little girl, I especially loved pirate and robber stories, just like my father. Or did I love them precisely because of my father? The shell still exists. The sea still rustles within it, and yet-to-be-discovered treasures of stories still lie within. But the man who could tell them has disappeared. The image of the big red helmet shell by his ear, the eager tension in the air, and the enjoyment of listening live on, deeply hidden within me.